Managing water, or attempting to, in our urban and rural areas is a complicated task. From controlling storm water to treating the water that humans consume to managing farm fields to reduce runoff into the rivers, lakes, and streams. Ultimately, clean water is the goal, but Wisconsin's erratic winter weather is making those efforts tougher. WUWM environmental reporter Susan Bentz has the story in today's installment of our series, Thin Ice.
Eric Jost's job title is straightforward. He's watershed manager for the city of Oconomowoc, but his work sounds and is complicated.
Facilitating a WPDES, Wisconsin Discharge Pollutant Elimination System permit through the DNR to manage phosphorus compliance in the Oconomowoc River.
Phosphorus is commonly used to fertilize crops. Rain can carry that nutrient into lakes and streams. In those watery environments, phosphorus fuels the growth of algae that can throw ecosystems out of balance and can be toxic. That makes managing phosphorus complex. But when he came on board 2 years ago, Jost had a head start. In 2015, the city began teaming up with area conservationists, farmers, and lake associations to create the Oconomowoc Watershed Protection Program. Together, they've remanded creeks, restored stream banks, and spearheaded farmland projects to reduce runoff. There are 17 lakes within the watershed. Joe says they play a role in how phosphorus moves through the system.
Those lakes act as an area where water can slow down. So if a river is flowing and carrying sediment, every time that river enters a lake, the sediment is able to settle out of the water column and rest on the bottom, which improves the phosphorus concentration as the water keeps flowing down through the watershed.
Jeff Bodie is part of the watershed effort. He lives on Lac La Belle. Bodie says the ultimate goal is to reduce phosphorus impacts throughout the entire watershed.
There's lots of work that needs to be done out there. Some of our non-point source where we need to actually, you know, control some of the invasive species that are along the shorelines and stabilize those shorelines.
Bodie says climate change makes the work harder.
What I've perceived is that we seem to be not getting the same amount of snowfall we have through the winters, which allows the frost basically to penetrate deeper into the soil. But in the spring, it seems like then we get higher intensity storms that are occurring after a period of not much snow.
Eric Jost says those extremes cause more intensive phosphorus runoff.
A huge percentage of the phosphorus that comes into a watershed isn't on the daily river flow that you can't manage, but it's on when there's a serious runoff event that causes erosion, or that it causes streams to have a higher flow and let sediment that's been deposited there flow on downstream.
So people looking to keep out the nutrient are employing multiple strategies. Take John Kepke. He's planting diverse crops on his family farm that dates back 150 years. His goal is to come as close as he can to mimicking Mother Nature.
My family, my father and my uncle adopted something called no-till technology, and they first experimented with it in 1986. That has really allowed a lot more earthworm activity and soil fungus and bacteria and whatnot to come back.
Jerome Flogel is tackling a different sort of challenge. He's with the Milwaukee Metropolitan Sewage District, or MMSD. His work focuses on managing the flow of stormwater in urban areas. I met him on a windy 15-acre parcel in Milwaukee's 30th Street corridor on the city's northwest side. It's a highly developed area that once teemed with manufacturing. The MMSD is building a huge basin to slow the flow of rainwater.
This basin here will be 30 million gallons capacity.
It's part of a three-basin project. Right now, this parcel is bare, except for a huge hole in the ground.
There's really big pipes that are going to be coming in here. They're box culverts. You could drive your car through them. So then the basin is designed to hold the capacity, the drain out within about 24 to 48 hours.
The basin is meant to handle heavy storms that overwhelm the capacity of the water treatment system and spill into basements. The project is vital to surrounding neighborhoods, which suffered from devastating flooding, most recently in 2008 and 2010. The basin system is massive and an engineering feat. But Flogel says the MMSD cannot compensate for the erratic conditions Wisconsin's winters may bring.
Because we can get an event, you know, like we've seen the last, let's say, month, where we have these swings in temperature and it gets to 50 degrees and we have an inch of rain. And then it just makes it worse when we, if we've gone through a cold period and we have frozen ground and we have zero permeability pretty much, and it's all going to be runoff.
Flogel says these days the sewerage district has to be prepared to manage stormwater pretty much 12 months out of the year. Susan Bentz, 89.7, WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.